Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 9th of February, and I'm recording at a latish 10:52 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in what was sunny London earlier today. Okay, well, let's start with stock markets here, and there's plenty of evidence that the bear market is still very much in form. And looking at Japan, really clobbered in here today. One of the factors that contributed to that was the strength of the yen, which is down to 115 against the U.S. dollar, which is also weakening. The dollar is weakening in here, so the yen's firm. And what happened? The Nikkei 225 down 5.4%. That's a huge decline. Now, most of the other indices in the Asia Pacific region are closed for holidays, but those that are open, well, Australia hit hard today, down 2.88%. That's because some of these commodities are overextended and beginning to weaken a little bit, and also those Australian banks are underperforming in here. India also weak, down over 1%. And we had modest declines on Thailand and Indonesia. And the rest of the Asia-Pacific markets, as I say, are closed. Now, Europe hit pretty hard in here again today. Lots of declines over 2%, one at 3%, that's the Italian market, down 3.21, and over 2% declines for Switzerland, the Netherlands, Spain, and then UK down exactly 1%, but France and Germany down over 1%, and the Euro Stoxx 50 down 1.75. So still a very bearish environment here for the European markets. They're sort of in disarray on economic policy, concerned about the Brexit, well, you name it. They're continuing to underperform in here. And then there's the migrant crisis, which has really been divisive, to put it mildly. Now, anything better? Well, Wall Street was weak for much of the day, but then pushed into profit. Actually, about an hour before the close, the Dow actually got up to 100 points higher, but it couldn't hold it. But closed with tiny losses, less than a tenth of a percent for the Dow and the S&P 500. And the NASDAQ composite, though, is down a little more, but only 0.35%. So Wall Street well off the lows again today. It was yesterday as well, and but here today it didn't fall anywhere near as far as it did on Monday. So against this background, we've got a lot of short-term oversold conditions here, and these markets have taken a beating, particularly in the European ones, but also on Wall Street. And that could easily lead to some steadying, could lead to some technical rallies. But the big point that I've been emphasizing in these audios is that there is a lot of overhead supply, a lot of toppy chart formations overall, and investor sentiment is awful, to put it mildly. So there's every reason for people just to sit on the sidelines. Well, how serious is all of this? I sort of described it as a technical bear market. We've seen a number of these in the past. What I mean is that it's not created by the central banks. And I know central banks are critical of the QE. I know that some commentators are critical of the QE problem. I'm not going to dig all that up again, but I think we would have seen worse bear markets without the QE problem following the crash and the 2008 credit crisis recession. There's a lot of concern that central banks don't have any ammunition left. I think that's a little bit of a misunderstanding of the actual power that central banks do have. But the key point I would emphasize is that central banks want governments to be more responsible in terms of their fiscal policy. Take the example of the United States, and I mentioned this before. What they should really do is go out and rebuild a lot of failing infrastructure, from roads, potholed highways, to bridges that are weak and in danger of failing. I mean, the U.S. economy could get a good shot in the arm if it had a major spending on the infrastructure, and that would also make the economy more efficient. Is it going to happen? Well, at some point, but I'm not holding my breath here. We'll see what the next president actually says, but it's an obvious one in my opinion. Now, did I round out stock markets? Not quite. Canada down a couple of percent. So after this rally in resources, we're seeing a bit of weakness here, reflected by those declines for the commodity-producing indices. Mexico and Brazil down a bit as well. Elsewhere, these government bonds, I don't like this, I've said that before, but these yields are shocking. The 10-year down at 1.72, and Owen's been writing about the billions in bonds that have negative yields. In other words, people who invest in those bonds are having to pay a return to the government for the privilege of buying their paper. So 1.72% for those U.S. 10-year bonds, and before Wall Street steadied, narrowed its losses, they were down to a yield of 1.68%. And that's startling. And it's also the lowest level since February 2015. It's not far off that 2015 low either. The VIX index at a nervous 26.5, and it came off a higher level to close at that 26.5. Well, what about these currencies? And this is an interesting story here, but let's see. If I take the dollar index, it's really been all about the dollar index here recently, and it's down. It's just above the 96 level. So another day of big hits here, down over half a point. And did that change many other currencies? Well, the Indian rupee, one of the few that's open in the Asia-Pacific region, that's a little firmer. Australian dollar, not much. We have a fraction firmer. And the Japanese yen at 115.1. It's still trading after hours here, so that's as I speak. Sterling 1.4468, and the euro is just under 113, 1.1292. So that won't help the European economies. That's a little bit too firm for the euro. Precious metals. Now, they've had a good run in here, and they're overbought in the short term, but I think the more important story is that there's fair evidence now that we have seen, we've seen lows, put it this way, we've seen lows of at least near-term significance, and it's probably lows of medium-term significance and possibly more. Palladium is at 516.85. Silver gave up a little bit of ground in here today, but not all that much. 15.449. Looking at platinum, that is where I've momentarily lost the platinum. Looks like 939 and change, and gold at 1190, and it was up at that up near that 1200 level. Earlier today. That's a little bit of psychological resistance up there. These are overextended here in the short term. You can see that on, you can also see the overbought levels on the stochastic indices. So it would not be surprising to see these precious metals pull back here in the short term. But I would think they're very, very likely to encounter support above their recent lows. And what else? The CCI index was lower, despite that firmer tone in precious metals. That's because industrial metals were mostly lower in here today. Copper back to 203.95. The grains and beans were weaker. Crude oil is weaker. Sharp falls in here on crude oil today. The Brent is down to 30.85, and the WTI is at 27.94. So they've given up a lot of ground in the last couple of days. Over half their rally off those lows have now been retraced. But again, I wouldn't be surprised to see a higher low by those oil contracts. But it'll take a good upward dynamic to indicate that a higher low is important and going to signal more than just a very short-term low for crude oil. Again, I'm of the view that we're likely to see, that we are in the process of seeing a bottoming out of commodity markets, but the sentiment is inevitably going to be really quite bearish until these do really climb considerably further off their lows, which I think they're very likely to do this year. Okay, now just one more point on stock markets here, and that is that there is a lot of concern about deflation. And the only point I want to make here on this right now, and I've produced an article on deflation, which is, I think misses some important points. It's interesting, but What concerns me is that I've often talked about destructive deflation. What is destructive deflation? Well, that means that businesses see lower sales and they see lower prices and they also see lower profits. Well, there's nothing good about that. And we have some of that in this environment, but we also have a lot of technology-driven, what I'll describe as technology-driven positive deflation. And what is that? Well, that means higher sales against a background of lower prices, but also rising profits because of the higher sales. And that's really quite favorable overall. And on a longer-term basis, I think that's going to be quite a bullish factor. So I don't be too worried about the overall deflation, but markets, I think, are overreacting to it here overall. And what we know about markets, financial markets, is that sentiment is such a big driver in here, and we're going to get a further valuation contraction in these stock markets before we get another really excellent buying opportunity. And on that note, just mention I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so Owen will be doing the broadcast and the copy. But I'll be back on Thursday, and all the very best to all of you.